C'est le moment de parler français, je pense.
The time has come to speak French. So I'd like to thank the Bureau, the Secretariat, and the leadership to give the floor to me on this issue. I'd like to say how pleasurable it is me, as an expert on PPP, to participate in these works. Since I've been working in this area, each year I've seen our group of experts become ever more professional and balanced between public and private in terms of the geographical surface that we cover, but also the different sectors, public, private, and academic, and this makes a major contribution to our work. I'd like to start with the reconstruction guideline. I participated on this. This is a guide which we wanted to be a very pragmatic tool. Every time, our goal is to focus on the five outcomes: access, inequity, economic effectiveness, environment, sustainability and resilience, replicability, and stakeholder engagement. And in each of these, each case, to articulate the work around those five different axes. We're not saying the same thing in every document on each theme, but we wanted to have total coherence between all the different components so that this is a comprehensive guide which is targeted to an audience of people like myself. I used to work in a PPP unit, but constantly was asking, how do we take the first step, knowing we're going in the right direction? There's a lot of responsibility on the shoulders of people in PPP units who are starting to work in that area. And so what we wanted was a reference work that would deliver all of our experience to help people like that develop their projects. So going back to this document, the main problem is that when you have a country that's coming out of a time of war or facing devastation due to the climate or challenges, they have to very rapidly identify what are the most urgent projects for the population. So the first question is, how do you organize reconstruction and rebuilding plans? Then the second question that arises is that you need an economic situation that is stable. And so how can you initiate long-term projects in a time of instability? How do you approach that? Also, how do you serve the population in the short term, but in the long term also? 25 to 30 years could be a typical period for a PPP project. And we would hope that it would continue to be useful and feasible throughout that period. So we're talking about major costs and expenses in order to bring the situation back to normal, to bring stability. Sometimes you need to invest more because it's urgent to invest, but you want to get back to stability, a normal life, in the long-term future. We don't want to be people forced into debt traps or long-term commitments that are not in line with their needs. We articulated six different points identifying the key factors of success for such projects. So, for example, how it's implemented in terms of management, planning, transparency, because it is vital to draw the private sector and financial sector to come into countries that seek stability. This needs visibility and transparency. Then there's implementation. How do you actually, on a day-to-day basis, implement these projects? So I invite you all to peruse and read this document. We want it all to be easily understood. We try to avoid being too wordy and academic in our text, so please do ask questions or give us comments. If you find our text hard to read, we want it to be as limpid and transparent as possible. You can't talk about reconstruction without talking about finance, so we have a guide on financing tools that exist today. We've also produced an overview of the current toolbox and identified what tools are compatible with the SDG criteria. We've tried to describe what we as experts in finance have in our own toolboxes and how we act to pick the best financial tool or marry it with another for the best benefit for the project and the clients. So we lay out methods for choosing tools for helping governments to identify the ideal criteria to get the largest possible leverage in finance, public and private. Green and climate funding are very important, and the level of impact is very important. SDG are also critical criteria, but it's up to us to organize the projects and meet the criteria. For this, everyone's criteria have to fall in line, each of the different stakeholders. And this is discussed also in our document. Now, the Gender Equality Guide is one last document I'd like to talk about. I myself have been in PPP for 35 years, so I have come all the way up the ladder, and so I'm an authority, if you like, on this. We wanted, again, to have a very pragmatic, useful, it's not an issue of any kind of opposition between men and women, or women doing men's work and so forth. This is a pragmatic tool to help boost gender neutrality so that the spirit of PPP remains ungendered, if you like. We talk about the importance of having gender neutral teams, the greater power and capacity of gender diverse teams. We've seen that the more diverse teams are in terms of gender, but also through women's empowerment, the more effective and flexible they are. We also offer pragmatic tools here for implementation, including those that are the easiest and fastest to implement. But there will be one more document, and we'll come back to that in November. I'd be happy to talk about it then. The document on finance is almost completed. The document on reconstruction